Does the other. This is Channel 1 right in beginning visit with Cookie. It seems to be a very poor tape. This Sunday afternoon, 27th February, 72. Channel 1 right in beginning the visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, 27th of February, 72. Channel 1 right in beginning the visit with Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, 27th of February, 72.
You telling me? I was down yesterday, but I laid in bed yesterday all day, and I've been in the bed all morning.
I was rich, couldn't you?
Yeah, whatever I heard was, yeah.
Well, I'll play it for you, I got the whole thing there. You know, I have said that it's trying to listen to that. I haven't followed the courts and all like that. But see, he was skillful, wasn't he? He could parry just like that. And he really got the press. You see who the hell is with here. I thought she might get out there behind the fence. And we talked about the old YMCA. You see, should have been in it ever since the thing started there in Knoxville. It started in 23 and he was in it in 24. The Wiseman's Club. When I lived up there, Faye and I lived with them several years there. About the time of the war, World War II, I'd go to that place and, they had 75, 100 of the businessmen and all who'd come in there. Once a week, they'd have these speakers, and they'd talk on fairs that they'd be involved in. And ever since then, I've been sort of envious of them. You see, there's enough of them, and they were the people there, not for that got things done, you see. And they could get anybody to come in there and talk to them, and then afterwards they could talk to them. See, and I brought that up, and he said, well, it's not just what it used to be, it's sort of dwindled.
Well, that's everything dwindled?
Yeah.
Everything.
Everything
in general.
Dwindled.
You hear on the news about that tragedy in West Virginia? Well, it's about the flood got about between 80 and 90 people and about 60 miles of where Mom and Dad lives. They're getting close to home. Up on the Guyan River. Right out from Man where I helped build that dam before I went in service. That's the dam that broke loose.
I tell you, when a dam breaks loose,
something's got to pay. I heard, and I thought maybe it might have been the Fontana Dam, but no, from the Fontana Dam, it's too far south. See, the Fontana Dam's over right in the edge of, right on that Virginia and Tennessee border. It wasn't the Fontana Dam, because I moved from Guyan down to Fontana. And I worked on the Fontana Dam there for 2 months. Now, I mean, I was there. I didn't even work.
You were on the crew.
I was on the crew, yeah. All I did was, when they'd put the reinforcement steel in, all I'd do would be tack it with a welding torch. That's all I'd done. And then they poured the cement on top of that.
Yeah.
That job was about like the one I got now. I didn't do 15 minutes worth of work all day long.
Every day or two.
Yeah, every day or two.
Yeah.
Friday I never done nothing.
Yeah.
Thursday, what did I do Thursday? I didn't do that much Thursday.
What building are you at now?
Music building again.
Still there. Or yeah. Again.
Again.
Well, they were clamping down on you there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, they worked me over. I had to go to the infirmary Tuesday. And the doctor there at the infirmary called Mr. Epperson. And they lightened up on me. Because I'd strained and, well, I'd worked. I mean, I enjoyed it. I got out there and worked like a horse. Monday and Tuesday till noon.
Yeah.
I got hurting so bad through my hips and back, I just told him, I got to go. Told him, I'm going to the infirmary and see what's happening. So, Monday, we unloaded some phosphate. I didn't mind it. It's 80-pound bags. And I'd get a bag every time one of them other niggas would. And I strained my back and my kidneys and got a kidney infection. Back. I'm in a bad one. So I didn't even pick up a shovel from then on. And I ain't gonna pick up a shovel tomorrow either.
They'd have to hand it to you?
They had to get it to me, yeah. I ain't going to pick up the shovel tomorrow either.
Just wait till after you.
That's why I ain't been down to putting out fertilizer. I ain't been able to pick up that fertilizer and put in that hopper.
Well, I just going to suggest to you that we go out there and fill that up. Yeah.
I ain't been able.
Well, what I meant was that the big boys were clamping down on all of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They work, they're going to get you to, you had to get to the work within 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Those things.
Oh, yeah, they're getting tight. But they got to loosen up on me now because they done messed me up. And messed me up.
But they still clamped down on the.
On the. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. They got tight.
Yeah. You know, they have to do that every now and then.
Yeah, about every 6 months. They got to tighten up.
They got to tighten up. The screws get loose, I guess, work loose, and they got to.
Yeah.
Put them down again. You know, I do the same thing over there where I am. The last meeting I went to. Like the other meeting, they this comes from the legislature that they were going to review people with tenure, people who got tenure. Now you fellas got tenure? Well, you there for a while, you get tenure. I mean, they won't fire you. I mean, you're there.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But anyhow, these fellas get tenure, and they're gonna have a board to review them. They work themselves to the quick, is what it is. If you call it work, it's paperwork, sitting on committees, and writing papers, and going off to meetings, you see.
Yeah.
Just constant. If a legislator wants to do anything, it would offer a little relief to them. Now that's the way the legislature does. They gonna tighten up, and all they're already so tight you can't get anything done.
But see, boss came out and told me, he said, "Now I want you, ain't nobody else can run that tractor like you can." And he said, "We got to depend on you to do the grading for us." But he said, "I want you to start end of the evening in time. You won't have to run that thing so fast and bounce you." He said, "Take it easy, take it slow, and just sit there and ride." He said, "Don't run that thing fast." Evidently, that old doctor up there in Nashville, he must have given a going over. Because, see, they was bumping me from here to there and every place.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to get it and go.
Yeah.
And I was running that tractor wide open. In eighth gear, just as fast as it'll go. Doing about 35 miles an hour up the street.
Almighty.
And that thing on solid wheels, and it just jolted me like that. And that's what done
it. It don't take long.
And so they lightened up on me. Yeah, they've lightened up on me considerably.
It don't take much to knock them kidneys loose.
No, sir. And
not the kind of life we lead now.
No, because we're not prepared for it. And then the coach, he came over from the baseball coach. He saw me grading the parking lot. And he wanted me to grade this ball diamond. Well, I went over there and they sent me over there to see what he wanted. Well, I seen what he wanted. And I told him right away, I said, "Coach, I can't do it. Not the way you want it." I said, "I can tear it up and get it reasonably smooth, but I can't get it just as level as a floor in the time that you've got allotted for me to do it." Well, he said, I got to be on by 3:15, and it was 11 o'clock then. Well, he said, "Dude, see what you can do." I said, "All right, I'm going to tear it up." So I went in there, put them digger teeth down. I tore it all to pieces. Man, I tore it up. And there was great big clumps of that clay rolled up there as big as that box. And I couldn't bust them, them teeth. Them teeth wouldn't bust them. Well, I done that and made up my mind by about 11:45, I was going to have to put the rose tiller on and just pulverize it. Well, I went in, hooked on the rose tiller, and came back, got back out there about 12:45, and rose tilled it. Hooked on my blade then, started leveling it, and I got level down reasonably level by 3:15, but it was still soft, and the player couldn't run in it, see. They bury in it about their ankles, and they just couldn't run in it. He said, I didn't ride, he said, "I don't work." I said, "Well, I done it the way you wanted it done." Now, I said, "If we want to get anything else done, we're going to have to get some other kind of equipment in to do it with." Well, he said, "Can you pack it?" I said, "Yes, I can pack it and grade it." Well, he said, "Let's do that." And well, I worked on it all that rest of that evening. He pulled his players off and put them on the old diamond. And then the next morning, sent me back up there. And then I worked there till about 2 o'clock, and that's when I had to go to the infirmary. And they just pulled me off of that place. They sent somebody else in there, some other equipment in there to do it. Of course, I was just running here and bouncing and jumping, and had to be sitting in such a place and over that road with all that heavy equipment on the back of my tractor, and they just bounced me up and down like that and just jarred my liver loose.
Them cars got no bounce at all?
They've got a little bounce, but I've got them full of water. I have to keep them full of water in order for me to do anything. I ain't got no air at all in them back tires. It's full. They're flat full of water.
Flat full?
Yes, sir. I got them full of water.
I thought they were about half full.
No, them's all the way full. I got them all the way full of water.
If you run over anything, you'll bust it, won't you?
Something got to give. Whenever I back up to something and hook onto it, I get it. And that's why. See, the rest of the tractor's only got, like you say, about half full of water, and the rest of it's air. They can't get no traction. That air gives. That water ain't gonna give.
Go ahead, what you're doing, Sam.
Well, Helen and the girls, they had to go to one of the big churches in Gainesville this morning and sing.
Well,
how about that?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of difference in their singing from what I heard. It's been a year since I heard them.
They're doing pretty good. Like we was talking the other day, over me and my boss. He saw them all over there. He said, "Cook, in another 8 years, you ain't gonna have nobody at home." Well, it's about the truth.
Yeah. How about that?
In another 8 years, I ain't gonna have nobody at home.
Yeah.
They're all gonna be gone.
Yeah. They ain't be quiet around there. You can sleep late if you want to.
Well, I can quit work.
Yeah, just quit work.
Another 8 years? Well, if I keep failing in the next eight like I have in the past two, I won't be able to work.
Oh.
I'm joking. That's true. See, I only weigh 115 pounds right now.
That's a pretty big
drop. You've been
working on double headers.
Well, actually, the second job I got, ain't no work to it. See, I got a helper. All I do is go there and sit there, stay there.
You let him pump the gas?
I let him pump the gas. I let him do the dirty work.
Two of you.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna get out there and, like I told Cecil the other night, I said, "Cecil, I don't have to do this. I don't have to work here." He said, "I know it."
You can make him more money not pumping gas if he wants.
I'll sit right there and tell the rest of them how to do something. Because it's a damn hippie and he don't know nothing. He don't want to know nothing. He ain't going to learn nothing. You got to point your finger to him.
Yeah.
You got to show him.
Yeah.
Just like Ed over here at the shell station. Now he'll go off and leave Frank right there all day long by himself. Turned over to him the whole work.
Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday. Now Frank's over there by himself today. And it's over there with Frank. I'm ready to go to work right now.
On your way?
Yeah. They got to check the boy out at 3 o'clock on Sunday. check the morning boy off at 3 o'clock. And, then I got to go to the other station and check it out. Get things going it is.
Okay.
I have to go over to the to his other station and get
oh,
it.
Oh, he's got two stations.
He's got three stations. See, I check them all out on Sunday afternoon. I check the morning guy out and put the evening guy to work at each one of the stations, at all the stations. Then I go back to my station and I stay there till closing up time.
So he turns the station over to some young fella too.
Yeah.
You don't check in on them on Sunday?
I do. Periodically.
You go back?
Yeah, but they don't know when I'm coming back. Yeah, I check in on them periodically in the afternoon. But now Sunday's the only day I do that. Just Sunday.
He does it the rest of the
he
time.
He does it the rest of the time.
Yeah. Well, at least he's got a little relief.
Yeah.
Well, is the pressure off normal a little?
It's letting up a little bit.
That new car help out.
There's no problem, none whatsoever there.
That's all over?
That's over. That other boy is going back to North Carolina. She run him off. She run him out of the hospital the other night and told him to get out, stay out, and don't come back.
I'd like to have been there.
And she got that off her mind. And this other fellow that was interested in her, but she wasn't too much interested in him. He's a nice fella, clean cut. I mean, he's a straight fella.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. Keeps his hair cut shorter than I do mine.
Doesn't worry about it. Yeah.
No. He's a straight fella. He goes to church. He tries to be a, he's trying to be a man.
Yeah.
And
Palacio.
Way
over there?
Yeah.
Well, how do you get in over here?
Well, she met him at the lake last summer.
Oh.
When they were going out to the lake, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, they just got to talk to him. And there's all that, she's talking to three or four others. I mean, she's not settling down.
Well, that's good.
It's going to rain.
Is it going to rain or just packing? Let me tell you, you know all that nice rain we had? It blew Friday night, all day Saturday, Saturday night, way long into Saturday night, and dried the ground out like a rock again. Ain't no more grass out there than the peanut. That's the way it does. And that is the worst wind we've had. It never let up.
No, I know it never. No, it didn't up in Hawthorne.
I was over at Marvin's. I got one over there late one afternoon, and they were sitting around eating, and we sat down longer than meant to. And I'm telling you, that wind, if there's a crack anywhere, it found it.
Oh, yeah.
And come in, and it was cold enough or chilly enough, you'd notice it.
Yeah. As soon as I can get over this. Ailment I got, why, seem like when I get over one, I jump right into another one.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you, that little happy cast, 18's little happy cast, that is the cutest thing and the sweetest thing. Just growing and beautiful.
Yeah?
Yes. And you know what? I'm keeping her out of school. So she won't pick up these mean tricks from the other children. I'm just on it deliberately, keeping her over there with her mama.
Yeah?
And the only person she knows is me.
Yeah?
And all these little nasty calves, they're all out there away from us. Now, let me tell you, Cookie, you just don't know what a great relief it would be if you didn't have to send your children to these big schools.
That's right.
If you had some little old country school somewhere, away from these dadgum big consolidated things, that's the worst thing to ever hit this country.
That's right.
And people knew it. But nothing they could do about it.
That's right.
They had to consolidate. Now, you see, you went to little old two-four school.
That's right.
It wasn't worth a hoot. But it's a whole lot better than these big, costly things.
Yeah, we learned. We learned something.
Yes. We'll never get back to it. There's too much money in these others.
That's right.
They can make so much more and spend so much more in these others.
And that's what they're after, is making it and spending it.
Yes, sir.
What's the use to make it and then have to turn right around and spend it all out?
Yeah.
Got about another month I'm going to work the second job. I'll have the tide turned my way by that time.
You were out of pocket there. Right, bad there for a good while, wasn't
you? Yeah. I'll have the tide turned my way.
And you've got enough payments to make to keep you working. And then when you get this extra stuff, it gets you, don't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the trouble?
That's it.
It ain't your expenses.
No, it's not mine. I mean, I need to keep in bounds for myself, see.
You don't spend anything.
No. Don't even buy no clothes.
Buy a cap now and then.
That's
what's
right.
That?
$1.29.
That's where you get it?
A tackle box. Out on East University Avenue.
Only place.
And my cigars.
I bet they don't have 7.5 out there. They do it some places.
I imagine they would have. They got about any size you want.
You just call them national finishers. Probably could. Yeah. I told Suge about the caps. He wanted something. And he says they wouldn't have 7.75.
Seven and three quarters.
Yeah.
You know, if I can find one, then we won't buy it and send it to it.
Yeah.
Yes. A red polka dot.
Red polka dot.
Yeah, damn right.
That'd get him, wouldn't
it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You find an house at a time. Twisting. And it's not bad enough to do anything to it, but I'll swear. You know, it don't take much to put a man out of commission when it comes to this labor, physical work, does it?
No. Well, see, I won't work next Friday night at all. I'll be able to work here next Saturday. All day. So I just work till 10 o'clock Friday night. Because I've laid the third one down completely now. up at the hospital. I just told them Friday night I wouldn't be back no more. Take my name off the call list. And well, in about another 30 days, I'm going to lay this second one down.
Jim's resigned at one.
He has.
You going to stay with him until you find someone. And then Lum, he's afraid Lum, John wouldn't like it, you know. And he just took it. He says, all right. He says, well, do you want to work on weekends at the same price? Jim says, yes, I'd love to work on the weekends. And so he's going to get that work done over there. I didn't know he liked so much work. He fouled up on his thesis. I don't know what it is. A whole lot of figuring in it, you see?
Yeah.
That figuring, you can foul up in that easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then he fouled up on a deadline. And you know, they got so many deadlines over there. I don't see how anybody hits them. You just look at the list of them, you see? Deadline for this, for that.
Well, he's going back to school.
I don't know what he's going back to school or just work on something. I don't know what he's doing. Let me tell you, I went by that riding stable the other day to pick up this little girl. Now, this is my sister's child, Pam, out there. She's 14, you see, and she's taller than a stepladder. Adopted girl. Both of them adopted. She's a little boy and a little girl. She's
yeah.
And I went by the state to pick her up. First time I'd been there, I'd avoided the damn place. I didn't even know which direction from town it was, and I tried not to find out. Well, it's right out there where I passed many times. You know where it is?
Yeah, I was there.
Well, I pulled up in there, and it is the crummiest looking place. The crummiest looking. I went over there, the first thing I saw was a whole nest of cats. Suzanne came over there and was talking to us, and I said, Suzanne, you got cats? And she said, kitty, kitty, kitty. And God darn it, they didn't. You talk about moving. They all just flew over there. And she said, they don't have rats.
Don't have rats.
So, let me tell you something. Bubba is a big horse now. You know, he had to make himself a big horse, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And
yeah.
A big head.
Yeah.
And he was sick.
Yeah.
And that chest, you know, and his axe was sort of narrow. Jim was out there walking him and trotting him, and came on in, and he talked to me, and something came up. And Suzanne said, well, now you watch him. I'll take him out there and trot him. She took him out there to trot him, and you see, she's a little squat, short-legged thing, and that Bubba stands way up there off the ground, and you talk about trotting. Well, he had to sort of half-step in order not to step on her. That's the saddest thing I ever saw in my life. And Jim was trotting him out there, too. He wasn't riding him, he was trotting him.
Well,
running him. What do you call it? Trotting him?
Yeah.
Running
him? Just trotting him.
Just trotting him.
Why in the world don't they get him out there and get on his back and ride him? Now, you know and I know they're going to get spilled. He's going to spill them sooner or later. They might as well get initiated and go on, because they're going to get, he's going to spill them.
Suzanne talked sort of confidentially with me one time, and she said she thought Jim had given up ever riding the horse. He was just going to have him as a pet.
That's an expensive setting.
Dickie's out here too. Dickie's not in the road. I know you're Tuesday. That little news about John, I told him that John's been there and talked. And he said, I just wish he'd talk to God.
You know the way he talked to me? He talked, that's the sort of language he used for me. He said, right there, you know, they spent the night up there last night, you see.
Yeah.
And didn't get to sleep, and they cooked supper, and everything went wrong with them. They was hungry. they had some cans of spaghetti or whatever it was, and they just stuck the whole can in the fire. So they pulled the can out and put the cap on it, and it just spewed out all over them.
Well, I'm going to run on in and run by them other two stations and go by and start checking them out.
Yeah.
And then sit down for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Make my $20 sitting there.
I tried to quiet things down out here. And if the radio was better than it was, every now and then I get some students out here. But those students, unless you get to know them pretty well, they're all freeloaders. They'll take what they can get, and you don't get nothing in return. I mean, they're not grateful. You tell them something nobody else knows, and they say, hell, that old bird, he's all screwball. That's what you deal with.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, it don't matter. I don't care. I mean, you know, I'm used to about anything. But it's been more interesting. People drop around. And they come around and they linger long enough, you can sit and talk a little bit every now and then.
You're not interrupted. And
you're not wore out.
That's right.
You see, I kept wore out so much, I was so ill as a hornet. Wore out. Just like raw skin, you see. My nerves was raw.
You get out there to do something and nothing didn't work right, and you just...
Start yelling at people.
Yeah, and...
So I think it's going to be a lot nicer, a lot nicer. I think some of these, I want to get some of the older people out here. The young people have so far to go, Cody. They know so little to start with now.
And they don't want to learn nothing else.
I think I tried some freshmen over there this time, and I had one bunch of freshmen, and there were a whole lot of gifted ones in it. And you know, they didn't pick up anything. You had to rub their noses in it.
I mean, if you wasn't careful, they're gonna miss it.
Oh yeah, they didn't care. No, you look at them, and they look like normal human beings, but they're not. They got so long, such a long ways to go.
That's a quarter ends pretty soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is a ninth week coming up. Ninth week, 10th week, and exams 11th week.
It's going to be pretty full from now on out, ain't it?
No, I'm sure.
You're through?
You see, they will. Nothing I can do.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep on working with them, but you see, they just got no muscle. A lot easier on me to go up there and work them out than it is to go up there and watch them babysit.
Well, I'm completely free Tuesday night. When I get off from work Tuesday evening, I'm going to come down here. I'm completely free.
A good feeling.
I mean, when I get off from university, but I'm on my own for Wednesday evening.
I was down in Ocala the other day, and I stopped by, and I saw Red Smith, and he was just, Cadillac, and he was purring, but he was hitting on all four. And the last thing I said to him, I said, Ed, I got to have a tractor that I can stand up and ride. You see, it gets that prostate. And I thought he'd just look at me. Well, he says, that's simple enough. We went out there and looked at him. And I'm telling you see, you've got the platforms down there, and the seats are made so you can stand up. And you've got the full position or the half position of the seat. That's so, you know, they get tired sitting on them on a 100-acre, 1,000-acre field. They get up. Well, you know, my trouble is, see, is that steering. It's so hard.
Uh-huh.
He'd have to remodel that steering.
Well, what did he say about it?
About what?
What kind of tractor did he have?
Oh, he got new ones. He just showed me, you know, how they, what I could do. And I could work on this one, I think, put a new seat on it, and if the steering was, you know, work.
Well, we'll redo that steering.
I think you'd have to, that cow has got through the fence into the pasture there, and I don't know why she wanted to get it in there in the first place. Maybe she's running a heifer. Maybe I didn't get them all out.
Channel 1 right around 7:50. Channel 1 right around 7:50, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 27th of February, 72. Channel 1 right around 7:50, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 27th of February, 72. Channel 1 right around 7:50, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 27th of February, 72.
Chuck holding up?
Oh, yeah. I made the first service on Laura's car the other night.
Yeah.
Hold that real good.
Yeah.